is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Public testimony in the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump has ended. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
Former National Security Council advisor Fiona Hill says EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland was operating outside official diplomatic channels in Ukraine and was involved in a domestic political errand for President Trump.
I did say to him, Ambassador Sondland, Gordon, I think this is all going to blow up, and here we are.
Diplomat David Holmes testified about the phone call he overheard in Ukraine between Sondland and President Trump that included talk of investigations. He asked Sondland if it was true the president did not care about Ukraine and was told the president cares about big stuff.
He meant big stuff that benefits the president, like the Biden investigation.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says the testimony doesn't change the facts.
No, the facts are on the president's side. The truth is on the president's side.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says he could resist no more going down the path of impeachment.
This president believes he is above the law. And in my view, there is nothing more dangerous than an unethical president who believes they are above the law.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted on corruption charges. We get details from AP's Karen Chamas.
Capping a three-year investigation, Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit charged Netanyahu with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three different scandals. It is the first time a sitting Israeli prime minister has been charged with a crime. According to the indictment, Netanyahu accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of champagne and cigars from billionaire friends, offered to trade favors with a newspaper publisher, and used his influence to help a wealthy telecom magnate in exchange for favorable coverage on a popular news site. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing and said he is the victim of a witch hunt. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund reports that more than 1,000 children were killed in Syria in 2018, making it the deadliest year for children since the war began there in 2011. We get details from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
UNICEF Syria representative Fran Kiza says children have been subjected to such horrors for nearly 9 years.
The scale, severity, and complexity of the crisis is staggering. Last year was the deadliest year for the children in Syria, and very unfortunately, it looks like this year is following the same track record. We have been able to verify 657 children killed in Syria since the beginning of the year. It's quite likely that the figure is much bigger than this one.
As of September, the United Nations has verified nearly 1,800 grave violations against children. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for final approval. As Michelle Hennessy of Reuters tells us, it's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed two bills on Hong Kong that will now make their way to the president for final approval. It's a warning to China about its commitment to human rights amid a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy protests. If President Trump signs the bills into law, it would see a ban of certain exports to Hong Kong police forces, like tear gas, rubber bullets, and pepper spray. It would also make officials who violate human rights in the city vulnerable to U.S. sanctions.
That's Michelle Hennessy of Reuters. China, meanwhile, says it continues to work to resolve the trade dispute with the United States, despite President Donald Trump's threat to impose more tariff hikes on Chinese-made goods. A Commerce Ministry spokesman said Thursday Beijing is willing to work with Washington on the basis of equality and mutual respect, in hopes of reaching the first phase of a bilateral trade deal. The world's two biggest economies have been engaged in a trade war for more than a year that was sparked by President Trump's initial demands for changes in China's trade, subsidy, and intellectual property practices. The U.S. also wants Beijing to curb subsidies to state-owned enterprises and to grant American companies greater access to Chinese markets. Meanwhile, seven people died and 24 were wounded in renewed clashes in central Baghdad between anti-government demonstrators and security forces Thursday. At least 320 protesters have been killed and thousands have been wounded since the unrest began in Iraq on October 1st. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.